Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast. What the heck was that, Catherine?
Welcome. It's called ate apples and cheese. And
it was aggressive.
My throat was just, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I love apples and cheese.
Oh. It's a solid snack.
RT if you love apples and cheese.
RT. Oh, so good.
I gotta get back on Twitter.
I'm never going back. I'm literally never going back.
It feels like I've been off for too long to get back on.
Well, my account's gone, so I have to make a new one.
That would be fun.
Whoa! All right, anyway.
Build it from the ground up.
Yeah.
I thought Amy was going
to
say.
Oh, hey guys, welcome back to the Cimarelli Podcast. This is episode 150.
Wow.
Our not bicentennial, but our 1.5 centennial.
Wow.
I just made it up. We've done 150 episodes, guys. You've been with us for 150 episodes.
Yeah. 150 years.
That's like iconic. Like, that's like some real numbers, like real numbers. So today we're going to be talking about a subject that I either love or I hate, which is men. Specifically, green flags in men. At first or something. Like,
our very favorite green flags. Personally to us.
Yeah.
Wait, well, okay. Personal to us.
And I want to clarify, we did a green flags thing before, but that was more like, oh, these are good qualities for dating. This is more of a lighthearted fun, like oh, you're like preferences.
Like first impression more.
Yeah.
It's more personal.
Yeah. I don't think mine are that fun.
Lighter.
She's like
lighter.
Really good at doing taxes.
Yes, that is a green flag.
That's on your list.
I mean, it is.
That would be on my wait. And Nick is good at taxes. I should remember
that is a good. I would.
Oh
like
my gosh,
that.
That's such a good green flag.
Can hire a good tax accountant.
Yes.
Can all afford right. a right.
You
right.
thought it was a
can
joke.
Can afford a tax account. That's
there
good.
You go. Thought that was a joke, but it wasn't.
Okay. Right.
Anyway,
so we like to start our days
our
off
show.
With our highs and lows of
Let's
the week.
Let's get into it, ladies.
What was the high point? What was the low point of your week?
I'll go first because it's quick and easy, and they're both today.
Oh.
My day began with a low as I went to bed late last night and was awoken at 6:45, which is way too early for me, and my daughter crying. And it was like an emotional cry. I was sad. Like, mama, mama. And I was She was really sad. I don't know. There didn't seem to be anything wrong. So we like
maybe she had a bad
brought
dream.
Her in my room. I don't know. And did watched TV and relaxed because I was just like so tired. And then right after that, as I awoke finally and we got up and ate breakfast and stuff, then we went outside and it was a beautiful day. And we were running around in the yard and like kicking a ball and exploring. And she had so much fun. And so did I. And it was like so nice. It was time to go inside. Like, I was getting kind of tired, but I came in. I was like, oh. I could have stayed out there and played longer. Like, we were out there for, like, 40 minutes, but I could have kept going. Like,
I love that.
It was so sweet.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was a
that.
Rough turned good morning, which doesn't always happen, so.
Okay, I got mine.
How do you exist when you literally feel like you're going to die? Not really, but, like, you're so tired and you have to have
health. It is so hard.
You have a spare tank that you don't know about that kicks in.
That's true.
Like a generator?
No matter what,
cortisol, yeah.
No matter what, you can't just like let your child starve, not let them take their nap, whatever, not put them
you
to sleep. So like something kicks in and it just
it's
happens.
Like a manual override.
Unless you're that lady from the Reddit who didn't pick up her child from school and turned off her phone because she was tired.
Yeah, unless you're her. That was in our other episode.
What?
Anyway.
Reddit stories. They were divorced and she had the dad pick him up. But like,
no, she didn't. She didn't arrange for anyone to pick them up. She just knew that he would do it.
Which he did.
She told the story.
It was bad.
No, the guy was telling it.
Am I the jerk because this
I don't know if it was rude.
That was wild. Anyway,
okay, so my high is that I have two children sleeping through the night. Of course it's sleep related. So I am going to sleep soon. That's my high.
We love sleep.
My low is my low is that my dinners have been kind of lackluster lately. Luckily, I do think we're getting some green chef soon. That will help me out.
That will help.
But they're not even a sponsor this episode. I'm just saying. I'm having a really stressful time with meal planning right now because it's been I've been in the death zone of sleep deprivation. And I'm starting to sleep now, but it doesn't mean I'm out of it yet. It's going to take a while. So it's just like I've really crashed lately. So I've just been like, meal planning. And I like can't think of anything for dinners. So that's my low.
Hey, I like to say thing. Give yourself some grace, because I don't think I even started making any type of interesting meal till the twins were like 13 months old. Then I was like, I can think about this, maybe doing it. I think it just takes a long time in that first year to not make just like the most basic dinner. And it's very normal.
I think it's hard to tell.
I won't even make a basic dinner. I'll just be like a burrito from the freezer.
I mean, that's good. You that's ate. That's what matters.
It's good.
But if it brings you joy, you know, I had a moment where I was like, I want to cook now. And I'm excited.
I want to cook right now. Okay. And I can't think. So
all right. I'll send some ideas. Okay, wait. Stuff.
I'm on Pinterest. Also.
I have the same highs and lows as you.
Not two children.
Not about my children. But know that I'm sleeping normal again.
Woo!
Because after you did that retreat, I was like, man, I got to do like quiet time at night, like, so I
need
actually
to keep
sleep.
The spirit of silence.
I do. So I started putting my phone away at 9, which everyone told me to do, and I would never do because I'm like, I would rather die than do that. But I did it, and then I started falling asleep at like 10:30, yes. 11, and then waking up at like 7:30 without even an alarm, and sleeping through the whole night.
Love it.
That is gorgeous.
So that's my high, is that I actually am sleeping tired. Normal. And my low is that my food has been really lackluster, and it's upsetting. Like, I really need to eat something that I really like.
I know, it's got
like
gourmet.
I can't just be like, oh, whatever. Like, it needs to be real food that I like, but I just like, I'm trying to spend less on groceries, so it's confusing me because I usually like all these exotic flavors, but I'm like, I can't buy all these exotic foods but I'm trying to spend less. So it's been hard trying to find meals.
Here's a meal right off the bat. Homemade burgers on your stovetop, easy. And get some sweet potato fries and cook them in the oven. It's a
I
great
like
meal.
Sweet potato
that is an
fries.
Easy. It's easy and it's quick.
But that does sound good.
Okay, you can also get regular fries. Like, you can get like those like
that's
waffle cut
meal.
Fries and just put them and cook them in the oven.
Okay,
that's pretty good. Have them at the grocery store. It's a great.
But
meal.
I need to get back on
tacos.
My...
That's a good
Ooh.
One. Tacos easy fun.
The problem is I have to make homemade guac for it, which is not that like that.
Time consuming.
That's gonna cost
whatever.
You millions.
My problem is I have a lot of specific things I need to make an amazing taco or to make like a burrito bowl, whatever. Yeah. So it takes a little more time for me. I need a lot of like chopping time.
Okay, here's another one that I just heard on a podcast. It was like homemade flatbread pizzas.
Oh, that's
so you
good.
Get, like,
I have
you get naan.
I have
you get
that
naan,
right now.
And then you just put like cheese and toppings. Easy.
That's good.
Does that really work?
Max and I did homemade
yes,
pizzas the other
works.
Night, and it was so fun.
Even though it's already like cooked, and then you're cooking.
Yeah,
it.
I've made that. I just put it in my toaster oven.
That's what they do at Panera. They do the flatbread the pizzas. Cheese. They're amazing.
Yeah,
if you haven't had Panera pizza, this is not sponsored, obviously. Try it.
Oh, good idea.
So
and
guys, good.
My tip to you, sorry,
it's hit or
being such a,
to me,
a stuck
it's
up person with cooking,
anything
but
amazing.
My tip to you is just to try to do one fun meal a week, just ease
no.
in and be like, I got to do a fun meal.
What? They all have to be good. I like to do meal prep where I don't mind eating leftovers. So
I eat the
same
meal all week.
No, I'm saying when you're planning out your meals for the week, I'll just put in like a bunch of like regular kind of like, you know, salmon, green beans, rice. We have that for dinner like once a week. Easy, quick.
Cinnamon,
beans.
Salmon, green beans, and rice. We have that every single week pretty much, or broccoli instead of green beans. It's very easy and it's good. But then at least one dinner a week, I want to do something fun. So I try to do like tacos or something.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, so
okay, you two highs and lows.
Okay, I will say I can go quick. My low is kind of just basically what I did last time, which is my twins being sick. They were sick so much last couple weeks, and it's just been really very cooped up, and it's just exhausting. Like it's bone wearying. That's the word that comes to mind when your kid is sick. It's like they're not sleeping well. They have fevers. You're like, I can't tell you how many syringes I wash from Tylenol and Motrin. I'm just like over and over for the fevers and for the discomfort. It was just like, I think I was washing like 8 or 16 a day. Or, no,
they
8 of them
it.
A day. But
Barrett only does chewable. He refuses any of those.
I put it in a bottle.
I tried that and he's like,
oh,
yucky.
That's smart.
So yeah, this is yucky.
I put it with like 8 hours.
I will say this
milk.
Goes back to identical twins being different. It. Dom hates. He's like, get that medicine away from me. And Leo loves it. Leo's like, yum, medicine.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
There's so many differences between them. Okay, that'll be my high. Actually, a different high, but that'll be my high. It's just discovering the differences of my twins lately. There's so many, like, they're at an age now. They're almost a year and a half where, I mean, I feel like I've said this millions of times, but their personalities are really coming out and it feels that way. Like, one of their differences that I noticed recently is at the park, they approach the slide very differently, which is surprising because Leo is like a ball of energy, super like fun, like just high energy little guy, never stops running. But he is very cautious. And when you take Leo down the slide, you can feel his body like tenses and he's like holding on to me like, mom, mom. And I'm like holding him all the way down. And then Dom literally just goes, yeah, and just like throws his arms out. And he's just like, oh, yeah, take me now, slide. Woo. Like he
that
just
is surprising. So
yeah, he's very like just kind of like the flow. Pool. Yeah, it's like the pool too. It's exactly how they were in the pool. Leo was like, this is scary. What's this water thing? And then Dom like was like, oh,
Leo's
like,
more sensitive.
Like, Leo is sensitive. My little angel.
Yeah, he does get sensitive.
I was just holding him today because the new babysitter, he was like, who's that? I'm scared. Dom was just like, hey, let me show you my blocks. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
So anyway, that's my son's. And it's really fun.
Cute.
What about you, Amy?
Let's see. My high was...
Amy.
We went to Joey's basketball game last night, and it was really funny.
I thought you had no idea what you were going to say.
Nick was the coach, and he was wearing a pink tuxedo jacket.
Oh,
I saw that. He looked like he was in The Godfather.
Yes. It was so shocking when I walked in. I was like, what?
He was like, I'm the coach. And they won.
Wow. So
nice. Good for him.
And Joey was a big part of it, so it was cool.
Yeah, and Barry was there, and... he was trying to run on the court. He was
gosh.
He wanted to play real bad. And it was so funny.
I had to keep pulling him back because he kept going in his back and scooting up to try to get on the court. And I had to keep pulling his leg back.
He thought it was so funny.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, put me in, coach.
My low is that I feel like, as per usual, I just haven't had a lot of time lately where I'm like.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, Lauren. You're going to judge me every time.
What?
Every time. Once a day, maybe once every 2 days, I'm like, I'm doing too many things.
Oh, she never
and
learns.
And then she's like, you're not. That,
I don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah. I just haven't. I've seen some of my friends lately, but I haven't seen a lot of my friends lately, you know? I have too many
friends. Okay.
It's stressful.
I'm so tired. I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, that's my low. That has been busy and sad because I've been too busy.
I've been busy and sad.
Guys, I don't want to brag, you know? But, like, you know what? Since I don't have a boyfriend, I can brag about having friends, I guess.
Yeah, you can do brag away, please. It'll brag away.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, speaking of friends, if you want to show your friends some piano playing, but you don't know how to play piano, we got an answer for you. We have the, what's the word I'm looking for? Not the answer.
A piano course.
Solution. We got a solution for you. We made a piano course with our very own mother.
Crying.
Our mother... a professional musician. She has a master's degree in music with a concentration in piano. She's a classical piano. Yeah, piano performance. And she was a teacher for years, and she actually had already written piano books. And now we turn them into a course. So we started with the beginner one. We don't have the next one up yet. We haven't made it yet, but get enough people and we'll do the next one. If you want to learn piano and you're a beginner, doesn't matter how old you are, you're never too old to start. Mm-hmm. Try it out. And there's some Cimarelli songs in it. We like added those into it, which is cool. So give it a whirl.
Tickle
the ivories.
Linked in the description. And it's also on our website.
We should have called it that. Ticklethivories.com.
Courses on our website. Okay.
Absolutely not. Not any language.
Okay. So this episode is fully on YouTube, but the last episode we did and the next episode we're doing are not, because every other episode is only on our Patreon. So if you want to see every full episode, you got to join our Patreon. It's only $5 a month. You can support us, join the positive community, and you also get Q&As from us and other content on there and all the past episodes. And if you join the next tier up, you get to be a part of our live stream every month. Ooh. And we read the whole chat. It's very easy to read. It's a great amount of people. And you can talk to us and have some fun.
Guys, I said in the past that I would Venmo people $5 to join. But then they actually messaged me and I went, oh no, I don't want them to have my Venmo.
We have a band Venmo.
So I came up, I didn't know that. Okay, maybe I'll do it again one day with a anonymous Venmo.
Giant.
But
rat.
I couldn't, I was like, I don't want, because then when they have my Venmo, they can see all the people that I'm friends with too.
Yeah,
like I just saw a screenshot of my phone of like,
do you not do very famous private transactions?
No, but it doesn't matter. Like, I used to see all these celebrities on Venmo because I had one person in my contacts that had them. It's just a breach of trust.
Wait, that's so juicy. No.
Guys. Celebrities Venmo each other all the time.
We should do an episode on that.
I love it. And sometimes they use each other's song lyrics.
No.
They're like, oh, here's a blah, blah, blah. Like,
what?
I can't say the names, but I have really a screenshot. Lisa, I know because of the phone numbers. I'm like,
I need you.
Anyway.
I need to see these.
Okay, I know. I'll show you. All right.
Okay. Anyway.
One of them was.
Okay. All I heard was corn on the cob.
Because I didn't say
corn
it.
Corn on the cob. Anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So let's go to our five pops then.
Our five pops.
We're each going to get our perspective on a question. And the question of the day is,
what is it?
Would you date someone who is friends with your sibling?
Friend? Wait, your sibling's friend?
Yes. I did.
Yeah.
This. Would I recommend it?
No. I think it depends on the person.
Not for my very own personal situation?
Yeah.
It depends on, like, your relationship with the sibling and their relationship with the friend. Like, look, I feel like if I dated one of Alex's friends, it wouldn't really be a problem just because of how Alex
is. When he tried to date my friends, it was a problem.
Yeah, he's chill.
Yes, he was like,
absolutely Alex, not. Get away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got very mad about that, I remember.
Oh, yeah. When I
why would you not?
Of any of
you got mad about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
But Michael would try to date your friend.
Oh,
I wouldn't be crazy.
Oh, yes. I was mad. Because it was freaking weird.
Yeah, have I heard of any of my friends flirting with my older brother back in the day? I was.
Well, because it gives you this sense of this complex where you're like, are you coming over because you want to see me or you want to see my brother?
Yeah.
This is like, my thing. Out of your house and you're like.
The relationship that Michael and I have, like, we cool. Like, if he had a friend that was actually
admirable,
like, respectable, a man of good dateable, then I probably would have been fine. But all his friends were so sketchy.
Yeah.
That. If I liked them, he was like, you can't talk to him. And I'm like, why are you friends with him? But
so true.
Christina, no, that's why it wouldn't have worked out. But if he had a good friend, like Michael and I feel like it wouldn't have been weird. I don't know, though. But I think it would have been fine.
He did give me an okay for the one.
Oh, yeah.
He did say, this is the one friend
like, he's the only person in our family that is okay that with you that. Can actually, where he's like, yeah, you could date my friend. But they all suck, for so the you
one.
Can't.
Yeah, I feel a little duped because Alex is only 1 year younger than me and he never had any friends that I liked.
That is
really tragic. And then Michael would just bring home his friends at the worst times when I was like having my retainer in and pajamas. And it was so bad. Because we were like 12. No. In Malibu, we had some cute friends that were like, I'm thinking of one specifically that was like closer to my age. I'm
trying to think of any friends.
I know who you're talking about. I have no idea.
I know exactly
who this is. Matt Singer.
It was so bad.
All right. I would like to point out that Christina married your friend's brother. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Nick would have to say he is. Wait, no. Nick's sister?
Nick would date his sister's friend.
Okay.
I wasn't close.
You're like my best friend's brother. Well, she wasn't your best friend, but my friend's brother is.
I'd only hung out with her one time. We talked
she
in class.
Close friends. Yeah.
We talked in class and we like your texted.
Classmate friends.
Yeah. I know that song. It's Victorious. I know the song. Okay, anyway. Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Interesting, yeah.
That's interesting.
That's possible. My husband doesn't have sex.
I wonder what she thought. I should ask her.
She's answer, big freaking butt.
But like, if you're not a super close friend, I think it's not weird.
Commenting on her on...
They all just ignored that. Wait, what?
I was commenting on my friend's post, and then Nick commented poaching her friends.
Poacher, you heard it here first.
So I wonder what she thought.
So Nick was just combing the selection.
It was the little brother poaching the older sister friend.
Oh, she was probably mad.
I will say, though, guys, I've heard from multiple friends that I like know well. Someone just said this the other day about... how they were literally set up by their friend, like, oh, you should date my brother. And then their friend got really mad, but it actually ended up working out.
Because it's different.
Don't
you
set
don't
them up.
Know.
Don't
you
set
don't
them
know
up.
What it is until it happens.
That's interesting.
One of them even got married.
That's awkward.
Okay. So that was interesting. So let's go to the main topic. Speaking of dating.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to say our green flags in men. And this is kind of what we were, the criteria was that we came up with. It was basically something you'd either be like, ooh, swipe right on that. Or you like went on a first date and you're like, oh, love that. Just something that makes you go,
ding, green flag. So it's kind of more personal to us. It's not more, it's not like loves his family, as we were saying, because
well, maybe that's one of yours.
I don't know. You guys should comment below. What are your green flags?
We'd love to know. I'd love to see them.
Make a list. What's your top five?
We have different ones, right? We all kind of value different things.
Yeah.
There's some universal ones.
Mine are, yeah, because this is just turning nice. Is this just turning into things that you find attractive?
Yeah, yes. It's not like, oh, that's nice to the waiters. That's like, we hope that everyone is nice to the waiter.
It's personal to you. It's personal to your matches.
For some people, that's like really, really important.
Okay, let's start. We'll go down line to one at a time.
Yeah, start with you, not me.
It's like, I'll gladly start.
For me, I've learned it's a big green flag if he has nerdy interests.
Ooh.
It's such a more like rich person, like,
ooh, wait,
rich, like, something more rich.
No, like,
well,
there's so much more to talk about. Things that I don't understand that they can share with me, and just like seeing their eyes light up.
Oh,
obviously, I'm also talking about my husband, who is very into nerdy things. Not obviously, I don't know if you know that. He has a lot of nerdy interests, and I really enjoy it.
Wait, I said that too, but I said niche interests. Okay, like, they like weird things.
Nerdy specifically, though, Lauren. Like, what's he nerdy? Has his friends over almost every week to play this game called Hero Quest. It's like a revamp from the 80s or something. It's kind of like Dungeons and Dragons-ish, but it's like a set thing, and they're like, I hear them from depths upstairs. I hear them going like, well, do you want to walk through the door and search the treasure? What if there's a trap? Well, and then the one's like, well, they're theorizing, what if I shoot my bow and arrow and it ricochets? like nerds. And I tell their wives about this when we're together. They just die
and
laughing.
I'll never get over the video you sent of Chad with the virtual reality.
Oh, that was so funny. I love that.
That's just plain fun.
That was
Chad
so
will,
funny.
When they play, he'll wear like a Viking helmet and like a beard. Like,
wait,
it's
that's
really
so
funny.
Wait,
can they see
that.
Each other? Like, as a video?
Yes, they sit at the table.
No, they do it in person.
Oh, they're doing it in person. I thought even it was like, no, okay, no,
this is a real game.
They come over at a card table with a big setup, and he painted all the figurines.
Wait,
hand painted these little
so
figurines because they're all just
that's
like
so
tan.
I love
yeah,
that.
I love it.
He's
love
like,
a good
can't
nerd.
Wait for them
that's
to see
a green
my
flag
project.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. See, it's
I agree.
Awesome.
That's
it's
cute.
Awesome.
Okay.
It's not that
okay.
They're not, it's not like so. That person is not going to be sitting around bored. Like, you know, they have things that they do
yeah,
that they love. Like
they
to
think
do.
About.
They have a life. All right.
Love
okay.
It.
So my first green flag. I have to explain a little bit. So it's listens to country music, but not just any country music.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
What?
So Nick showed me like the songs he likes, like in the beginning, made like a CD for me. He's like, you gotta listen to country.
All back in the old
and
days.
It was the most like sappy. It's like,
oh, yeah, like
country
awesome.
Music about like loving your life, your wife,
yeah.
your family. Oh.
My front porch in or
my front porch.
Living,
yeah.
living a simple
the
life.
The outskirts of heaven.
I was, yeah, pretty, yeah.
That and song like, reminds me of Nick.
And like values and stuff. And I was like, I didn't know this music existed. I was pretty shook to the core.
That's cute.
So that was a green
for
flag
him.
For me.
So
I was like, there was a good. Certain very sketchy guy that I dated that liked songs like that. And he was terrible.
Uh-oh.
Well,
like the what's
which
it?
Song?
Always be humble and kind.
I feel like that's different.
I'm like
though.
That
no,
is
that's
a,
not the song.
I don't know.
That's not like
Nick
actually,
likes these ones where
I
they talk
agree
about
with
like
that.
Their like, wife like oh. my wife's 89 and I'm 87.
Oh, the one the Brad Paisley
like
song like I thought I loved you then. How
oh,
like,
yeah.
he loves her
those
more
ones,
through the years
or the good stuff. The
that would be like
one.
Maybe like a yeah. wedding. Not the wedding songs now though. Like the old.
We're talking like mid 2000s.
You know what? I agree, and also it's almost a red flag for me if they don't like country at all. Like Chad likes like Johnny
like
Cash, like old
it.
Country,
loved
but
him.
He has country.
I
in
was
him.
A red flag.
Yeah.
I hated
yeah.
it.
Uh oh.
Yeah. But I hadn't listened to it. Okay, so that's
so
okay.
you liked it, man.
Okay, my sounds really weird. Parts their hair and loves spreadsheets.
Wait, that's two.
That's two.
How
well,
would you?
It's
that
to
is
me,
two.
It's combined. It's not just guys that part their hair.
They
there's certain
to
guys I dated where it's just
combo.
This vibe.
Let
and
me
if
tell
they're
you,
good
I've
at making
noticed.
Spreadsheets and they specifically part their hair, I don't know what it is. I like so
this
many guys that parted their hair.
That is a red flag to me.
Oh, and I will say glasses is a bonus too. That
wow,
was a good
okay.
All right, we're not going through the whole list yet.
Oh,
well,
my gosh,
I feel like those
Catherine.
Things
go together.
Okay. Okay, so
it just paints a picture.
Accountant.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, honestly, okay.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just expand. AKA expand on. You know, people say expound.
They say instead expound. Of expand. I'm sorry.
I gotta Google it. Keep going.
People do it all the time.
Is that work?
Expand.
Lauren, expand.
I don't think that's
what
they meant.
I just don't think it's. I don't know. It might not be a word.
But, oh, maybe it is. I just think they mean to say expand. Right, I'm gonna expand on how me and Lisa are the same.
Present and explain a theory systematically in detail. He was expounding a powerful. Yeah.
No, I'm expanding on what you already said. So expound is not what they mean.
Okay, it's like interchangeable. Got it.
Anyway, because mine was. Has niche interests. So it's not necessarily the same as you where it's like nerdy specifically, but anything where it's like they like something that's like very unique. Like, okay, Dylan's like, I was looking into mushroom farming, like growing mushrooms. He's like, I just think that's so interesting. Or like,
what?
Oh, I listen to Irish music, like the sea shanty song.
Dylan has the weirdest music taste I've ever heard.
It's
I love it.
It's not quite like nerdy. It's just like weird and random.
So sea shanties are like old Ariana Grande.
Because I really find that endearing and interesting. I love that. And I'm like, I know so there's going to be someone that there's more to them than just like want to grab margs and watch The Office.
Wait, they're gonna go get a margarita and then come home and watch The Office. Or they're gonna pull up their phone in the middle of the bar.
Everyone has marks and The Office in their profile. Yeah.
I don't really? Know. Those two? All guys
do? That's why I'm saying that. I'm saying, like, if a bot was writing up a profile from all of the ones that they see,
that is so weird.
Let's grab margs and watch The Office.
Lauren, are we talking Gen Z? Do those simultaneously.
I know. I'm saying if a bot was writing it.
What age group does this? It's Gen Z.
It's millennials. Millennials.
It's my not, that's so millennials.
No, guys, that Gen X at. Also watches The Office.
No, wait, Lisa, no, I didn't know.
Have them. On the dating profiles, they all say Margs and The Office.
I'm just saying, and tacos.
Oh, my
The Office reaches many ages. Hey, Max's bio literally said Mexican food and Margs because he loves those two things.
Well, if he truly loves them.
He truly loves them.
Yeah, you could say
that's interesting. I didn't know that was
a thing. He didn't say The Office.
Okay, I'm not sure. I wrote this down. It's the first thought I had. And I think I stand behind it. It doesn't have social media.
Yeah. That's definitely
or
green.
Just like Facebook or something.
Green.
Or if they have an Instagram, it's like they're not really on it.
They're not super into social media.
Yeah. Nick,
and I think it's a green.
Because it depends. Yeah, either they're off the grid for no reason.
I think so.
Or it's like, I don't know. I just love it because maybe because I'm sketchy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. I don't.
Yeah, it's just nice because it's like you don't have to worry about them like watching your stories all the time or like trying to act them.
No, there's something about it. It's very down to earth.
Yes. Do you know how stressful it is? No, you don't. You don't know the pain. You don't know because you dated in the Stone Age.
Chad watches all your stories.
You're married.
It's great.
You're married.
This is in the beginning.
No.
Yes, he watched all my stories.
Oh my gosh.
When I had my glasses on and I was like serial killer Steve and I was like,
no, it's like when he watches your story but doesn't reply to your texts or like he does like rant something like that.
Yes, I know how that is.
I'm saying she does it.
I don't.
Or if they like, you try to at them with one story, but then they watch your story and they don't get the story that you tried to at them.
Never
with.
Happened. I always land my target.
Oh. I learned from you.
Okay. Literally every single time. Anyway.
No. Yeah.
All right. But a lot of times.
Your turn.
So this sounds like the same as my first one, but it's not.
Oh, gosh.
Loves board games, regular games, or card games.
Okay.
Not that's just different. Nerdy whatever. That's, you know, nerdy interest could be anything. Specifically games.
That's like a social nerd.
Yeah. No, not just nerds, okay?
No, but it is.
No, listen. I've never met
like a social nerd.
I've met plenty of terrible men and they never asked me to play cards or play a game.
You're right.
Or any board games. And every time Chad's got his friends over or like, you know, they bring their friends over and they all every person that I've met that loves card games that we play with, they're like great people.
You know,
it's like something wholesome about it.
It's like a checkpoint.
They have a wholesome vibe.
It's so weird. If you love to play games, love to play cards, whatever, it's such a good sign to me. It almost feels foolproof, even though it's definitely not. But yeah, because it doesn't have to be like nerd stuff. It could just be like go fish cards or whatever. Just games, okay? I don't think that's nerdy.
It's not that nerdy. Yeah.
As I've seen nerdy, okay?
Right. And I would say a guy who plays board games, they're too busy playing board games to like go out and ruin people's lives or something.
Well, they definitely could, but they just seem less likely to.
I think they've got
other things occupying their time.
They can like have fun doing something like that.
It's very down to earth. Yes. I like it.
I love it. It is down to earth.
You don't need to roll out the red carpet. Just pull out the cards.
It's mainly because of the amount of people I've observed who come over to our house and love to play cards. I'm like, what a great person.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. His favorite movie is something that is centered around like a moral, what's what I'm looking for? Like a
lesson? Value.
Yeah. So Nick's fave movie, as he told me from the beginning, was Remember the Titans. Oh. I was like, oh my gosh, no one ever says that. It's got a great moral to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's a big green flag with their favorite movie, if they have a good favorite movie.
Oh, and if they have a bad one, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Movies tell a lot about a person, for sure.
Yeah, I would say for sure.
You? Okay. Oh, sorry, I wasn't ready.
I didn't know this was coming. Didn't know.
Oh, me? Is my turn? Okay. Oh, okay. So I wrote this one and I have to clarify it. Doesn't fit in a box. So I always really like a nonconformist. I want someone, that's what I always wanted. I want someone that's not just like...
A contradiction.
Well, they're just not trying to go with the crowd. They're kind of like different in a way. Like
they do their own thing.
Okay, so the example of my husband would be he is an athlete and loves sports. He loves football, but that's not all there is. He also loves science. And one of his favorite things is showing me all these like science videos. And we've watched many, many videos about like black holes and all these things. And he loves it. And it's just this like cool interest. But to me, it's not just like, oh, I'm a sports person. I only like sports. Like I feel like it was just an interesting sort of, I don't know. He's just an interesting combo there. So I like that he doesn't fit in a box.
Okay. Agree. Okay. Compliments unique style choices.
Yes.
Oh, you look hot. Like, oh, like, I love that color of your eyeshadow. Yes. Like, wow, those shoes are so cool. Yes. I'm like, thank you.
I love
like,
it.
That's a really fun outfit. Thank you.
Yes.
Green flag.
Love that is it. Green. That's a good guy. I love it. I feel so good when a guy's like, they like your outfit.
Yeah.
So cool.
There are certain men in my past, whatever. They all like weird styles because obviously they wouldn't have liked me otherwise. But there was this guy where I was wearing my silver Uggs and he was like, I love your space boots. And I was like, thank you. And then like every time I dye my hair green or something like that, and Chad is always like, wow. Like you can see his face light up. He's not just like, oh, it looks cool. Like he really loves it.
Yeah.
It's like, I love sharing a bond over that. Oh, because I would be so annoyed. Anyway.
Shockingly, I've never encountered one of those because I've never worn
anything. It's not a high priority for you.
I've never worn anything you would comment on.
What did Nick think of
that?
He
was like, you okay?
Oh my gosh.
You okay?
It's just not really your vibe.
Yeah, it's not my thing. So I don't attract those people. It's just not, I don't do that.
Well, you don't need that quality.
Yeah, it's not me. Not my thing.
Mine is a little more, whatever. It's respectful of physical space.
Oh, okay.
Someone that, they come in, they're not coming in and trying to, like, get up in your grill, trying to, like, be too close, but they're not, like, stand off. You know what I mean? Just someone that's, like chill they keep and respectful of your physical space.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a red flag when guys, like, even when they're just, like, touching your arm all the time.
Yeah, you don't know me like
feels
that.
Feels like they're trying to, like, go too quick and, like, trying to gain trust.
Like,
too
when
quickly.
I first meet them, I'm like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
Like, all the men around me know that I don't hug, really.
You gotta respect her
bubble. I was like, oh, I'm so cold. And I'm like, feel my ankle. It's really cold. And he's like, oh, gosh.
See, that respectful physical space. He's like,
I was
feel my ankle.
I mean, I didn't remember that because I didn't have long socks on and it was the dead of winter. And I was like,
hey, that is a classic one. Oh, my hand's so cold.
What?
Check it out.
That's like when you're dating.
I
didn't
like, oh, my hand's so small. Ooh, let's see.
Love it.
Oh my gosh.
I think I've definitely seen
one time I was sitting on the roof of my car and he was sitting in the car and he untied and retied my shoes and I was like, it was so cute.
How is that giving you space?
Because we were already like a thing,
Oh,
that was the extent. That is pretty respectable physical space because we're very far apart.
Okay, okay.
Okay. All right, let's see. What else do I have in here? What else is on the menu?
This seems more general, but it's just a thing that I didn't realize. Or I don't know. Whatever. I didn't experience until Chad. Isn't that great? Avidly interested in seeing me and doesn't try to hide it.
Oh, like not trying to play it cool.
Yeah, there were some play people that were like, you know, they'd flirt and then they'd really put the ice on and like
relax
and pull back, and it was never like so I had to play it cool in return. I couldn't just be like, hey.
Yeah.
And Chad was so like, oh, let's hang. Well, first he was like, oh my gosh, we could never date. And I was like, yeah, I know, me either. We were like, meh. But once we finally like got to know each other enough, then it was like, oh, let's hang out. Do you want to come over? Like anytime. And not in the way that a certain person absolutely smothered me in my past. It was just like the door's always
just like
open.
Excitement.
It wasn't like you don't, get over here.
You don't feel like, oh, like, is it weird? Like, you know, they're kind of like excited to talk at any time. Right?
Yes. He's not trying to eat up all your time, but he's always down to eat up some time.
Yes.
Like,
I love that.
I experienced
it was so comforting
the after all that. And it was horrifying. A guy that I dated who had a weird rule of we could only see each other once a week.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's just like, but why? He's like, oh, we just saw each other. It's like they're so afraid of being close.
I can't.
Exactly.
So it's a bad feeling. You're like, you hate me.
When it finally got with something different, I was like, oh, wow.
I love it.
Okay, so this is definitely just a more of a broad thing. It's never a red flag necessarily, but it's not, doesn't mean they're going to be good. But it's just a green flag for me, but they could still be absolutely horrible. But it's still a green flag.
Well, it's in combination with other
which
things.
Which is, has sisters.
Oh my God.
If you watched our birth order episode, the dating one, then you know what I'm saying. But yeah, every time it's like, ding, 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 I always look for the sister. So of course I married someone with four, of course. Mm.
Good for you.
Okay.
Okay,
love it.
This is a very random one. I'm just going to lightning round it. Remembers my siblings' names and cares for me to clarify when I say, quote, my sister. Which I will give my husband credit. He learned my siblings' names on the third date. All their names in order.
Nice.
I don't know how he did that. And to this day, whenever I'm talking, I'm like, I say all the time, oh, my sister, blah, blah. And he's like, wait, which sister?
You say my sister to him?
Never say that. I just don't. I'm like, oh, my sister. Well, because, no, I'll just be like, oh, my sister.
To get Amy.
No, I'll be like, my sister just texted me. It's just I don't know. That's just what my brain does.
Wait, have you? I've never done that.
I'm the opposite, where sometimes it annoys me when people ask me to clarify.
Amy, you start saying things about someone I've never met or heard of. You're like, oh my gosh, did you know Cassandra just got engaged to Bob after all they've been through? They're in the same practice together. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Like, oh, these people, they live in Idaho. I don't know them either.
What? I'm going to start crying. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
so
that was too accurate. Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. Isn't afraid to like ask a waiter or someone at the restaurant to like change something to make me more comfortable. Like, is quick to be like, oh, you got the wrong thing, let's fix that. Or like, oh, this table's not right, let's sit over there. Because everyone is like that. And I'm so scared to like say anything that if a guy is like, oh, well, then it's like, I can't do this. So when someone's like, oh, like, I'll take care of it, I'm like,
Lauren, I don't mean this in a bad way, but in a bad way, it sounds like you're saying you want a Karen.
No.
I'm kidding. I know
she
what you
said
mean.
In a nice way.
But if I mind, I would do. Can I speak to the manager?
Well, honestly, if they need to speak
can
to
I
the
speak
manager,
to the manager? No. I feel like you're, the guy you're saying is like, he's like firm but kind.
They would speak to the manager.
Like,
yes.
Chad does this in a very relational, nice way. He's like, you didn't get the right food, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but this looks good. It's fine. I'll eat it. Like, genuinely, I would. But he's like, no, that's not what you ordered. And he's like, yeah, excuse me. She actually got the burger, not the roasted chicken. Is that okay? We can switch that out. And she's like,
I know.
It's fine.
I was just making a joke.
It's very nice, but he always fixes
it. Nick does not do that. He's the you. I'm like, Nick, you didn't even get that. And he's like, it's fine. I'm like,
look, if it actually looks good and is good, then I'll eat it. But if it's gross, I won't do that.
You'd be surprised how, like, usually they're not annoyed at when you say you got the wrong thing.
Well, they did the wrong thing. Now you're giving you the wrong food.
But you're so scared.
And Nick and I both excessively try to be extra, extra, extra nice to every person we meet, like, out in a store or a restaurant. Like, too nice.
You ask for the right food if yours is wrong.
If mine is, yes. But I'm not going to ask for his. It's different. But I'm not going to ask for his, obviously. But I'm going to be like, Nick, you should say something. But he and I both have our way. Like,
my husband.
We're both like, sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But I mean, we're both like, oh, sorry.
He's too
sorry.
Shy.
We're both too people pleasy in like restaurants and stuff. I don't know what it is. But I'll ask for my
own. Because Nick's got a heart for the people.
If I ordered a meal I'm looking forward to, hello. Yeah. I'm going to say that is not what I got.
She's like, I need this.
I am absolutely going to say something. Anyway, next.
Okay. Here's,
in a nice way. In a nice way. As I say, I'm overly nice.
Mine is, doesn't make rude jokes, and I will expand upon this. I don't like it. Like,
oh, wow. It's really expanded on that.
It's like, you know, some people are like, oh, roasty toast or whatever.
Yeah, some
like,
people.
Like, rude jokes about you
to,
or
like,
in general?
You know those people that like, are, no, or they rude joke to you.
Honestly, that's Max.
Like, guys that do that, I did date one of that and I hated him for it. I was like, he's so rude. Or like, no offense, like, guys that like joke about like certain things that I just don't appreciate.
Yeah.
Where it's like not respected. Yeah, or I
well,
see
Amy doesn't like disrespectful
I don't
jokes.
Do disrespectful
really
humor.
Triggered
no,
about
there's
that.
A line. There's
yeah,
a line. You
like,
don't cross
nothing,
the line.
Nothing, like, I don't know. I just like good old-fashioned, nice humor. And it's a bonus if you can understand my weird humor and then, like, recite it back to me used correctly. Because that has been done, and it was incredible. It was the best moment. It was so funny. When they take your joke and use it back to you, and it's right, and you're
beautiful.
Like, oh, I love it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
They were
I'm
really
like,
listening.
Because I feel like humor says something about a person.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes, definitely.
I just am not down for that. Like, I feel like I've always liked, except for that one man, very nice guys that, like, joke a lot, but they're not, like, rude.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Okay, next.
Big green flag for me. That I didn't even know was possible.
big
deal. Totally sober.
Oh,
yeah.
I actually wrote
love
one of these
to
for
see
it was
it.
A big contrast
one.
To the men in my past who were totally incapacitated a lot of the time. And
you
if
can't
was
have
like,
that.
This is fine. It's fine. But it was not fine. Mm-mm. And I would write that on my list of things I was looking for, like, doesn't drink.
Like, you're like, it ain't gonna happen.
Maybe he's a recovering addict. I always thought maybe that, but then I realized,
like,
you know,
the
they
only
still
option.
Relapse a lot. That could be really tough, but,
hard.
You know, it's everyone, their own journey. That's fine, but I thought that would be the only way that I, like, I would get someone
it's
who doesn't
hard
drink
to find.
Or do
You've
drugs.
Only met,
it's
like, rare. Two guys ever, maybe. I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I've met, like, two.
I think I know
I've met
two.
More girls than guys
yeah,
that have it, but, yeah, it's sad. But my husband has never drank or done any drugs. Neither have I. So, obviously, it's not a big deal for everyone, but for me, it was, like, oh my gosh.
I wanted
we were
that
like,
so bad.
Our souls intertwined when we discovered that. Because he was like, oh, did you use to? And I was like, did you use to? And we were like, no. And I was like, what?
Oh, I love it.
How
that
do you
is
exist?
Iconic. I
it is
love
incredible.
That.
It is kind of a bond. Anyone I ever meet, which is really rare, who has never drank, it is a bond.
It is a bond, right?
It's like,
now.
It's literally a trauma bond. It's like,
it is.
We know
it is.
What
so
we've been
you
through.
Get me.
We didn't go through the identical trauma in the same moment together, and yet we did
we
at different
it.
Times.
It
yeah.
is a great one.
I had that in mind, but I'll skip that and do a different one. Or like doesn't really like to drink that much. Okay. Loves history.
Oh.
So
wait, that's so interesting.
I love that. Nick loves history, and he spends so much of his time, if he's watching something, it's often a historical like documentary
on
or
war.
Movie.
That's so funny.
Oftentimes
I love that.
On war history, but
of
lots of different stuff. But yeah, he loves history. And
I think that's fun.
And I,
even though it's not,
do not know. It's pretty bad. I'll be like, oh, what happened about this thing? And he's like, what is wrong with you? Like, I don't remember.
Hey, it's you guys were bad. Meant
you're
to
like,
be.
Look, I wasn't there.
History
I'm like,
challenged.
Nick, I don't have to remember every history thing, okay? Because he looks at me like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, do you know where Middle C is? I bet you took music classes, which he did.
Oh.
See, there you go. Yeah, different brain. Different,
good one, right?
Different.
That's pretty good.
Strokes for different folks.
Anyway, I like that. I think it's cool.
He's got a passion.
Hobby.
I love it.
It's a cool
yeah,
hobby.
Good for him.
Okay. This is one I've mentioned in the past, but it bears repeating. Does not flirt in the beginning, but gives genuine compliments.
Because you your dream.
Listen, yes. When Did Max and I went on our first date. No.
He texted like, I had a great time. Here's my card.
No. I mean, no. Not that.
He's like, here's my card.
He texted me this really nice text, and it was not this fake, flirty, hey, girl, weird thing that I hate. No offense. If anyone likes that, it's fine. I just, I personally
Everyone likes that. Hey, girl.
No, I'm just like, oh, please. How many copy and paste did you say this to? I just feel like it's unoriginal and boring, but he was like, he sent me this like detailed text, like, I really enjoyed, it was something like, I really enjoyed my time with you. I love how you're so passionate about writing and music. Like, he had like, it was a, it was like a detailed, like, he really listened to what I said.
Appreciation.
Yeah. And it just made me feel very seen. And I'm like, that is not a copy and paste. There's no way you could have said that to another girl.
You don't have to copy paste to flirt, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I just think flirting's fake.
You know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
She found another vaxxer. And
well,
it's good.
Now we at the point of our marriage where we speak in memes to each other. No, literally. We'll say to each other. A smile would be nice. That's our favorite meme. Nothing to smile about in my life. If you've ever seen that one, you know it's a great meme. I'll show you later. We say this. We speak to each other in memes all the time. And it's our love language.
That's kind of fun though. I'll show you.
It's
fun. I can enjoy that for sure.
Okay. My next one is laughs when I say something really blunt instead of being offended, confused, or like nothing.
RT. It's specific. I got an RT.
Because
blunt,
it's not
like about them to them.
Just in general. Oh, because some people will laugh like, that's so funny that you just said that. Wow. Like that was really blunt. Mm. And some will just be like, oh. And some will just be like, nothing happened. But specifically, I need someone who thinks that it's funny. Or else I feel like I'm mean.
Enables.
Yes. Because I'm not trying to be mean and they get it. Yes. They're like,
they get it. That's so funny that you just said that.
I feel like I'm on the other side of this a lot in my relationship.
You're the one who laughs at bluntness.
Well, I laugh, but I also will go, that's mean, like 100 times a day. And then Max will be like, whoops. Like, I think he wants me to say, like, tone it down a little.
Well, Max, I feel like, is a little more biting than
I am. He's more of a button pusher.
That's true. He's a little more biting than you. It's the sarcasm.
I think part of it is for the reaction.
Just like when I'm I hate that. It's like, oh. Like, some people think that's funny. And some people are like, whoa, why would you say you hate that? You
know? I did that like 2 years into my relationship with Chad where I was so tired and all my guard was down. He was playing some song in the car and I was like, almost started crying. I was like, I don't like it. Turn it off. And he was like, and I was like, I think I started crying because I was so shocked that I said that I didn't like it.
Oh,
like,
my
just so
God.
Raw. I just came out. I was like,
Okay. Sorry. Here's my next one is not overly attached to the college they attended.
Yes.
Oh, yes, interesting. Yes.
Like, you know, it's one thing to be like, oh, yeah, I went to this school. Cool. Great. You know? Instead of, yeah, go whatever. Gotta go tailgate their football game. Which, actually, that sounds kind of fun. But, like, you know, it's like, oh, go Orange. No. Not the big Orange.
No. Mm. Okay. Last round.
So, I said, this one's confusing, but I love when a man has like handy skills to fix things.
Ugh, yes.
Or it doesn't have to be like, oh, he fixes everything around the house all the time, whatever. Because Chad doesn't even do that. It's like, and it's fine. It's like just having the skill, having had an experience with that.
Yeah.
Being able, you know. I'm not on this level with that. Of like,
might be can build your house.
Yeah, I don't need that. It's great. It's definitely great, but I don't need that. But yeah, like Chad.
You want someone that can like do some stuff.
Yes, he used to help his dad build pools.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool if he built you a pool.
Blue collar work.
He does a
bunch
of
history
of
it.
Quite, but yes, that counts.
He's handy with the hammer.
He has built things. He is able to. Sometimes he likes to do that, and I'm like,
yeah,
I would be worried if that didn't exist at all. So I like that. I do love it. Enjoy that.
Sorry, guys. We jumped out, back because I had to get Barrett because he woke up from his nap. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so last green flag is, this isn't actually really Nick, but loves to read. I just feel like I have a bond with people who love to
read. Nick does love to read?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
He doesn't hate. Okay, my red flag is to say I hate reading.
Oh, yeah, I can't have that.
But so yeah, he doesn't really have a green flag as much, but you know, he reads. He's read. He's well read.
He's well read.
He's very well read.
He knows how to to read.
He knows how to read. So yeah, I really like it when a guy likes how to read, or likes how to read, knows how to read, not knows how to read, reads. But we don't really have that. So I have that with more like friends.
Good. Next.
Okay, my green flag inspired a line in our song, I Like It. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
What? No.
Just say
okay.
It.
It's says your name randomly.
Oh.
Like, it's like they put your name into a text or like a sentence when they don't have to. And it just sort of makes you feel special.
Okay, yeah.
They're like, okay. It's like intentional. It's like, okay, Lauren. Like, they're like, and you're like, ooh, oh, I yeah. am Lauren. It makes you ooh, like, me. Ooh,
whoa.
I'm Lauren. Okay.
Okay.
I do love that.
My green flag is... Mm. Has a lot of friends slash is ooh, like social.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I'm friends, way too isolated to be from with their someone former who doesn't have friends.
Yeah,
it's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. Like, okay, they form relationships.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
that is a good one. This one's kind of random, but it's like is like loud and speaks to people in public, like on wow. the street, or they make comments and stuff. Yeah, like, wait, I've met with a few guys that do that.
Yeah, like as loud like, as you?
Yeah. Or like there's some introverts that are like loud. Or like they're
maybe
not.
I've never met an introvert
no.
as loud
you mean
as
loud
you.
In maybe tone I mean of voice in, like,
or talkative.
No, as in talkative. Talk to people okay. on the sidewalk. Like,
like I'm listening yeah. to you right now. I'm like,
they're like comment on things. To me, yeah. that's
like
loud
to strangers.
Societally. Yes.
Oh.
You talk to strangers.
Outgoing.
They yeah. are outgoing.
I feel like you're okay, quiet okay. societally.
A yeah. little bit, depending on the...
Like, if you're in a place where you don't know people, you're more reserved.
Got
I feel
it.
Like.
Got
until
it.
I... Yeah.
Like,
you
like
know
a doctor's
that guy
office
who's going to, like, climb the thing at the concert.
I don't know, I'm just picturing
woo.
You, and I don't see you being
at
like, hi,
office,
how's your day?
Just,
okay, guys, let's wrap this one
I think
up. We
I
gotta
am
move on.
Like that,
gotta move on.
I'm more social... Mm.
Okay.
Anyway, I think it's loud in public.
Well, there were 5 for each of us. There you guys go. Enjoy.
Me
I'm
too,
sure
bud.
You did. That was a fun episode, though.
Okay, I enjoyed
so
it.
So we're going to move on to Sister Spotlight, where the spotlight is on a different sister each week. We have Get Real with Christina, Sappy or Sassy, That's with Kath, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Current Crisis, and Lauren's Take. And this week, the sister is...
Kathy,
so what is
all
it
right.
this
So
week?
I don't know if this is a sappy or a sassy thought. This is just more of a conviction that I'm holding lately.
Okay.
And my conviction is titled, Be the Change.
Oh.
So
start with the man in the mirror.
So Amy, don't showbiz me. So I'm just thinking about different situations in life lately. And it's like, what I'm realizing is maybe that person is you. So if you want to have more community, maybe you could start a group.
Oh.
If you
oh.
want to have better friends, you got to be the better friend.
Ooh.
If you want to have more fun, you got to be the one to plan the fun thing.
Ooh.
Are you thinking about your
Kat,
birthday?
This is great.
No, that's kind of an offshoot of this. Okay. It's more just friendship in general. I'm just kind of been evaluating a lot with my friendships, and I'm like, who do I really vibe with? You know, I've been friends with certain people for a long time. Like, have I changed? You know, like, what's the vibe? And
are
I'm like,
vibing?
I'm just kind of really... consciously like approaching instead of just going through the motions, and I'm like, what do I need to change? What can I do better at? And what am I missing in my life? Like, I really wanted community, and then I ended up like finding a group like right after I kind of was searching for that. So I don't know, just maybe that person is you. And if there's something missing, I just want to encourage you, maybe this is a sign you needed, that you got to start the group, you got to find the friend, you got to be the friend. Be the change.
Yeah.
That's my thought for you today.
I love it.
I love
that's
that.
Very
thought.
True. Very if you true. Apply that, your life will be very different.
Be the change. It's just like, did I mention that in a podcast episode? I think I did, right? The one of his shows or a movie or something was on, like a kids' movie show, and then the character said, someone needs to do something.
Someone like me.
I keep thinking of that. I'm like, that's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, there's someone a song like by Matthew West where he's like, if not us, then who? If not...
So, wait, isn't that a Martin Luther King?
If not you, then me?
I don't know, but I just...
If not us...
I love that song. It's a good song.
I feel like it's Martin Luther King, but I don't
know. He definitely didn't think of that thought.
Okay.
Did not
I'm not
us,
saying
he,
I'm just saying it's a song. So there you go.
All right.
Anyway, guys, hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Look at the man in the mirror.
And our green flags, and tell us your green flags.
Yeah,
too.
I would love to read them.
Bye, guys.
Wait, at least look at the quote. Let's hear who it is.
John Lewis, whoever that is, I think.
Good.
If not me.
Don't know him.
Yeah, quote by John Lewis. Okay. If not us, then who? If not now, then when?
Oh, yeah.
If
yeah.
not.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
See you next time. Bye.
You've been listening. listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.